I'm one of the group. I'm part of the clique. I don't need a damn group. Just give me a bottle of booze. A soft chair and a VCR. There's my clique. The clique. The channel changer going. But Al, like that bald-faced college puke, you want acceptance when you first go in there. And that's why I fell prey to the bingo scam. You guys heard that? The bingo scam?
No.
Well, I'm glad. But I just hope you'll still respect me. Over the years, people say, Greasewood, this guy's crazy. What does he do? What does he do? I think I'm overcompensating for what happened when I pledged a fraternity. When I went to Ithaca College, this happening fraternity said, hey, I tell you what. We like you, Grease Minnelli. We'd like you to be a part of our fraternity, but what we're going to do is test you. I said, how's that? He said, we're going to play bingo. I said, bingo? He said, yeah, all the guys in the frat, we all get in a room, and then we turn out the lights, everybody drops trowel, and we start wailing away. Now, the first guy to feel the bubble and manly tide yells, bingo! And then, you know, the lights go on and that's the guy. Everybody's got to buy him beer for the week. He's like the star. First guy to achieve the Shangri-La. I thought, well, sure, I'll play. What a fool I was. I got in the room and guys started undoing their buckles and stuff. The lights went out and I was just determined to win. So I really was going at it with a... I'm thinking, I really gotta be the first one here to impress these guys. Freshman year getting accepted to this fraternity? Wow! So I started... I was determined. Had a finger in a bomb face, I mean everything. Well, I started to feel the first tremble, the first duodenal constriction. I felt a bubbling tide like Mount Vesuvius ready to rip. So I threw my head back and I yelled, bingo! All the lights came on. Everybody was completely dressed. They were all staring and laughing at me. There were girls in there from our sister sorority. They were laughing. And I was too far gone to stop. I had to keep on. Everybody was ridiculing and hooting. He went for it! Finally. And slunk away. But you know what sticks with me is the laughter. As I left the room, you know, the president of the frat pointing at me, his girlfriend was there, and a couple of their friends were there. As I walked away, people were there. People had their little Polaroids, and they were photographing the poof down the floor. Will you sign this for us, please? Time there at the college, people always say, why'd you go out on no date? I couldn't go. I had no respect. They called me bingo. People bought me bingo t-shirts. Even on the graduation ceremony, it was like, Neil Kravitz, Jose Tonjan. Ah, here's bingo. I mean, Nino Griezmann. I'd ask a girl out and say, what do you think? Can we go out? I mean, I'm not a bad guy.
I think...
Yes?
No, I am positive you are the most unattractive man I have ever met in my entire life. You know, in the short time we've been together, you have demonstrated every loathsome characteristic of the male personality and even discovered a few new ones. You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
Well, thanks.
You're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
And so I didn't ask anyone out after that. However, To this day, in pristine condition, I have my college yearbook. I have the frat date book entitled, Where Are They Now? I donate copious amounts of money to the college, so I get the newsletter every quarter. I read Class of 72, and I make little notes as to what people's jobs are now, what their addresses are. I make a note of who's had a child, who's got married, who's gotten divorced. Because one day, when I get some bad news from the doc and he says, Grace, I'd say 6 to 8 months to live, I'm not going to sit on some desert island holistically trying to heal myself. I'm loading the 870. And I will journey from house to house, finding everybody in that front that made me play bingo. And I'll say, remember me? It's bingo time! They'll come from near and far to visit my grave, but no one there will be able to explain the tarnished star above the name of Bingo.